now that very day, the 100 years were ended. And as the prince came to the thicket, he saw nothing but beautiful flowering shrubs, through which he went with ease. And they shut in after him, as thick as ever. Then he came at last to the palace, and there in the court lay the dogs asleep, and the horses were standing in the stables, and on the roof sat the pigeons fast asleep with their heads under their wings. And when he came into the palace, the flies were sleeping on the walls. The spit was standing still. The butler had the jug of ale at his lips, going to drink a draught. The maid sat with a fowl in her lap, ready to be plucked. And the cook in the kitchen was still holding up her hand as if she was going to beat the boy. Then he went on still farther, and all was so still that he could hear every breath he drew, till at last he came to the old tower and opened the door of the little room in which Briar Rose was, and there she lay, fast asleep on a couch by the window. She looked so beautiful that he could not take his eyes off her, so he stooped down and gave her a kiss. But the moment he kissed her, she opened her eyes and awoke and smiled upon him. And they went out together, and soon the king and the queen also awoke, and all the court, and gazed on each other with great wonder. And the horses shook themselves, and the dogs jumped up and barked. The pigeons took their heads from under their wings and looked about and flew into the fields. The flies on the walls buzzed again. The fire in the kitchen blazed up. Round went the jack and round went the spit with the goose for the king's dinner upon it. The butler finished his draught of ale. The maid went on plucking the fowl, and the cook gave the boy a box on his ear. And then the prince and Briar Rose were married, and the wedding feast was given, and they lived happily together all their lives long. The end.
LiteralSystems.com